I'm Judy Amabile, and I'm the state representative to House District 13, which is where this King Soopers is. And I'm here, I stopped here because I was just compelled to come. And the scene is just incredible. I've never seen so many police cars in one place in Boulder. And, you know, I've heard that several people have lost their lives. And I am just overcome with this coming home to Boulder, where it was inevitable that this was going to happen here eventually, because it's happening all over our country. And we really have to address this epidemic of gun violence. And we also have to, I don't know anything about the potential perpetrator of the crime. But I do know that we really also have to help people who are suffering with mental illness. And we haven't been doing a good job of that, and we need to do better. And so, you know, we're working on things at the State House this year on gun control measures and common sense gun safety measures. But that's not enough. There's so much more that we have to do, because it's part of our culture, and that we have to change that. And I'm not sure how you do that, but I think you have to start brick by brick. And I'm really devoted to working on that. It's kind of surreal and a little bit calm, but also chaotic, because nobody knows what's happening.
Any last thoughts? It's a cold afternoon. It's packed, but at the same time, like you're saying, it's calm and it's frozen and it feels cold, and we are all impacted.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be in shock over this for some time to come. And we've got to get our community to rally around and support each other and make sure the victims' families feel supported. And the people who were in the store who are traumatized by what happened today. And we really have to just circle the wagons and make people feel loved.
Today is the anniversary of one of the deadliest mass shootings in Colorado's history. In the aftermath, many groups have been working to curtail access to guns and have come forward to offer insights to talk about what they have learned. Judy Amabile, you have made mental health advocacy a cornerstone of your work as a legislator. Listening back to this recording,
made me cry.
How do you feel listening back to it?
Oh, well, I mean, it's really sad, and it's hard to listen to that from the day, because it takes you back to how you felt. And so much despair and fear, and also some deep resignation that our country is in a very difficult place, and that we have to really work to make things better. Last session, after the shooting, we passed three bills that were specifically about the shooting at King Soopers. That felt like a significant achievement on top of the three bills, the three common sense gun bills that we had already run, but also insufficient to meet the moment. So this session, I have been working really hard on passing mental health legislation that might help people get care when they're in a crisis or when they're really not doing well. I have, I don't know how many bills this session, five or six, that are about that. We have to do both. We have to help people to feel safe and to feel like there's care available and that there's a pathway for them to get care or for their family member to get care. And we also have to make sure that we have good, smart gun laws that limit the amount of guns that we have out on our street and that ensure that people who shouldn't have guns can't get them.
Has there been any change or any movement in preventing such tragedies? Are we better prepared now?
So the policies that we enacted last session haven't all taken hold, and I don't really know how we're going to measure whether we've been successful or not, because it is kind of hard to measure. One of the bills that I ran said that if you have been found guilty of a violent misdemeanor, you are not allowed to buy a gun for 5 years. And the King Soopers shooter had committed one of those violent misdemeanors that would now have precluded him from buying a gun. So I don't know whether how often that might be the case, but that was the case with him. Then we also passed a law that said local governments can enact their own gun legislation. And I know that the city and county in Boulder are working on that. They're working on what it is they want to do and whether they want to have that happen countywide or city by city. So they haven't done it yet, but I know that that's something that people are really dedicated to figuring out. And that means they could have a law that says you have to be 25 to buy a gun. You have to wait 3 days before you can take your gun home. A bunch of things that were not doable at the state level can happen at the local level, and I'd love to see them start doing that. And then the third bill that we passed that was in direct response to this shooting event was standing up and staffing the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. And that hasn't gotten, I mean, it's we're working on it. But to me, that might be the best thing that we did last year in terms of gun violence prevention, because we do need to understand what are the precursors to gun violence. What does the data show us? What are the best laws that we could put into place that would have an effect on these mass shooting events, but also on everyday gun violence, on suicide with a gun, on domestic violence? All of these things are the subject that of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
What are we doing to make sure that people with mental issues do not have access to guns and that they get diagnosed and treated?
The legislature this past interim time before this session started, we allocated $450 million for mental health care. And we set up this behavioral health transformational task force, which I was very lucky to be a member of. And that task force is now completed its work, made recommendations, and those recommendations are now turning into legislation and appropriations of these monies that came from the ARPA funds from the federal government that are going to go towards mental health care. So one of those bills, which I'm going to be the prime sponsor of, creates beds, treatment beds, residential care facilities. And it's 125 beds in, you know, 10 or 15 facilities, small facilities spread around the state, so that somebody whose family sees my person isn't doing well, and maybe they get them to the ER and they place them on a three-day hold. Well, right now, at the end of the three-day hold or the 1 or 2 days that they keep you, they have nothing for you. So you're just released, and there is no follow-up. There is no ongoing care. But this would allow the opportunity to go from one of those holds into a facility where you would get longer-term care and treatment and have the opportunity to get stabilized on a treatment plan. Then other bills will create permanent supportive housing for people who need that so that they have wraparound services. They have a place to live. They have somebody who helps them with their medication, maybe somebody who helps them with employment issues. And then there's bills that put money into the mental health workforce so that we have more people on the ground doing this work, because we have a huge shortage of employees. There is a bill that's going to coordinate care, so put money into care coordination. So again, you as a person experiencing a mental health crisis or a mental health problem, can call and get somebody who can help you to find the right care. And then we have another bill that's being run that is about all of these things for children, youth, and families, because that is sort of a special group that requires special interventions. I think if we can get early intervention, we will stop a lot of people from progressing down to more and more serious mental illness. And then there's a bill that is going to coordinate care between physical and mental health so that you can go to one place and have all of your needs met, and somebody will help to understand what are the physical implications of your mental health and what are the mental health implications from your physical health.
Sounds like a lot of legislation that has been put forward to prevent another tragedy. Is there something else that you would like others to know?
The other thing that's happening is that we're standing up this Behavioral Health Administration, which is going to have the director of that Behavioral Health Administration is going to be a cabinet level appointee in the governor's office. That office will be responsible for all of the behavioral health care in the state and will coordinate between all the other agencies that have some nexus to mental and behavioral health. And I think that has the potential to be a very good change for the state.
I have been speaking with Judy Amabile, representative of District 13, who has made health advocacy a cornerstone of her work as a legislator today on the day of the sad anniversary of the mass shooting here in Boulder.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm so happy that we're spending the day today honoring the victims of this horrible tragedy.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.